Ben Sasse, Biden has been repeatedly disconnected from reality in Afghanistan. By Pam Key on August 29, 2021. Senator Ben Sasse, ARNI, said Sunday on ABC's This Week that President Joe Biden relied on happy talk instead of dealing with the reality of the situation in Afghanistan. Sasse said, "There is clearly no plan. There has been no plan. Their plan has basically been happy talk. People have died, and people are going to die because President Biden decided to rely on happy talk instead of reality. And so they decided to outsource security around the perimeter of the airport to the Taliban." He continued, "They passed a list of American citizens and America's closest allies. People who fought alongside us, they passed those lists to the Taliban. Relying on them, thinking they could trust on them. It was stupid then. It's insane now. And their plan still seems to be, let's rely on the Taliban because the Taliban cares a lot about what world opinion thinks of them at French restaurants. It was a disgusting revelation of yet again no plan." Sasse added, "We have American citizens who are being left behind. We have American green holders who are being left behind. We have Afghan allies who are CIV holders, folks who fought alongside us. Drivers, translators, people who actually fought with us. These people are people to whom we made commitments. We have NATO allies who are livid at us. There are some groups, and I'm on the intelligence committee, as you know, and there are some small ways to try to do things around the margins. But what we need is a commander-in-chief that actually has a big plan and a big way to solve this problem." President Biden has been repeatedly disconnected from reality. He wants happy talk for some political talking point he still wants to execute on, or a fight he's been having been Obama administration alum since 2009. "I'm not sure what's driving the happy talk, but I know what the consequences are going to be. The consequences are going to be a return of the Taliban that has been willing to provide safe haven to terrorists in the past." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.